And I would want to probably I think the most powerful tool in our society is words. Words. Communication. Because communication is critically important. Even with me teaching right now, it comes from my communication ability. It comes from the fact of words and the choice of words I use and the tonature that I use. So immediately I would want my child to start reading aloud. As I always say to you guys, to be better speakers, read aloud. I would want to introduce books where they talk about what they're reading and could articulate the stories. I would want to encourage those kind of things early on. The problem is that people are lazy. People are lazy and people don't have the time, and maybe not even that they're lazy. It's just society and work and having to pay the bills and the demands of a bigger home and nicer things, and your mate wants this and they want that. That it's really hard to introduce these things. And you know, you could say, well, computers now are really educating kids quite a bit. But you know, I always call it surface knowledge. And surface knowledge is things that are told to you that aren't necessarily experienced. And there is no greater thing than to experience, hence the reason why I teach from Higher Balance and say, if you do these things, you're trying to experience in the end. It's not just the knowledge you want. You need to actually apply it and gain from it. You need to take it three-dimensionally to really fully absorb and digest that data. So I think computer knowledge is good, but it's all surface knowledge. I think that you need to spend time in explaining certain things and exposing them to certain things. Yeah. And I could go on and on and on and on. Where does one end with that, you know? I would want to teach my kid about floating. And, you know, that may sound silly, but I would say to them, float like a log, you know, and they would float like a log, and they see themselves as a log floating in the water. And then that's it. You say, okay, now start swimming. Well, when you float like the log, imagine yourself like you can fly. Imagine yourself weightless. Imagine that you had no body and you were just floating in the air, and that there's no you and that you're part of everything. That might trip out a kid, but 10 to 1 it may not. But that's going to open up much higher levels, okay, of asking deeper questions at a younger age. Do you understand? I mean, how I think would be all about just exposing them to more of what they would be exposed to in life. You know, is how could I be creative in doing that? When I was young, I naturally was drawn to those kind of things. And I think that most people, that doesn't necessarily occur to you. And I would spend hours in the swimming pool, and I would float and float and float. And it wasn't because I wanted to float like a log. It was just that I just so enjoyed not feeling my body. And my mind would move outside of itself. I think those are the things you need to encourage. To me, I often say, you know, you guys want to learn about energy. And for me, energy is a very real, it has texture, it has form, but your hand can't necessarily feel it, but it does feel it if you understand it. And I believe that I learned how to move and work with energy already at a young age from being in the damn pool. From doing the Phoenix splash, from making water currents, and I would move my hands and I would watch how it ripples the water, and I could begin to feel something inside of me, and I would pretend to project the wave, and I could see the ripple moving all the way, getting bigger and bigger and longer and longer and longer, until eventually I could do it outside of the water, and in the dark I could see the ripple from my energy, and I would pretend I was in the pool and I could ripple the darkness, and it was energy. Now, I mean, of course I didn't understand it fully, but this is how I taught myself as a more enlightened person. It just came to me intuitively. The same way a certain amount of knowledge comes to people to pick up a feather or to think of different concepts in the youth, I just was able to push it to higher levels unconsciously but consciously. So those are the things I would want to introduce to children. Blah, 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 blah.
That's so valuable.
Wow.
Well, you know, I'll tell you another thing that I did. When I was growing up, I had to been about 8 years old, 9. I think everybody did this. I mean, I don't know, but I remember there was a rainy day and it was on the glass and it was gray out and I was just staring at the window all bored and I put my eye right up to the glass and I stared and I stared and I seen a raindrop and I looked at that raindrop and I stared at it and everything. I swear to God, I zoomed into it and I could see the micro life. I swear that it was like a microscope and I could see the living organisms in the water. Either it was in my eye, the organisms, or it was in the water droplet. And I can't tell you how long just looking at all the little organisms in the water. Now, has anybody done that? Really?
I remember zooming in on things when I was a kid. I don't know if I could explain it like that, but I remember being fascinated
by detail. Well, I heard
once
in a science journal or somewhere, I read that that's absolutely feasible. That the eye can do that. And that people have done. But I remember doing that. I did countless things like that. All the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. And those are the things that made me understand. They were self-teaching, self-revealing in themselves. I tell people all the time, you know, go work in a pool. Does anybody listen to me? No. You know why? You either need me to push it all the time. Okay, maybe when we're in Hawaii, maybe we should see if I can do some pool work. But anyway, the other thing is that I think a child who has nothing better to do with their time can so engross themselves into certain things that there is a more bountiful gain to the knowledge or to the experience. You know, so it's as we grow older, we don't have... It's not so much the patience, but I think the endurance to do something so long that you refine and you perfect yourself. I remember playing Asteroid, and I remember having a lot of time to kill one particular time. We lived in a new place, and my brother was in the house by myself. But I remember I played Asteroid so many times that I could virtually almost not... I mean, literally, it would... I could play loop. It would just reset itself eventually. I don't know if you guys know that, but you could play to a certain point that it just started all over again. And I could just go on and on and on and on that I had learned all the programs and possibilities and I just knew where it was going to be, when it was going to be, and I could just whatever. And I remember there was this kid, Vic, who was over at my friend's Matt's house. And he was all like, oh, kick anybody's ass at Asteroid and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, well, I could beat you. And we bet like $5 or I don't remember what it was. And they were shocked that I could just go on and on and on and on and on and on, you know, and... I didn't think anything of it. I thought it's just all patterns. You know, once you learn enough of those patterns, I didn't count the patterns. I didn't have a number for the patterns. But I knew precisely if it was moving this way and rotating a certain way, I knew it'd break off, and I knew which way the game would have them go, and I knew which way. And I could virtually do, like, just go on and on and on. And that's what burned me out in video games after, because all I can see is patterns in video games now. No matter how complex they've become, it's simply the same game, dressed up on another level of
graphics.
You know, it's all zeros and ones. It's just the same battle over and over again. They're just making it harder and weakening you. Once you build up strength and the other ones are weaker, then they just re-amp them up or lower you back down, change their uniform, and it's the same thing. So these are things that I learned very early on, and maybe it's because of the experience I had out in that little pond out in the small town when I had my way. But whatever, you know, you want to put to it. I mean, I remember dust, watching dust in the air and contemplating it and, you know, and just really reflecting and thinking about it.
You told me before about you taking your friends astral traveling. And when you were talking about floating just now and flying and having it, was there a kind of a correlation with that?
It was exactly the same time. It was exactly the same time. It was when I lived in well, I don't know if I want to say on tape, but it was the apartment complex had a big swimming pool for the complex, and these were friends that I had, and that was all the same timing. Yeah.